The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, come with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and all of God's children, ain't but one safe place on this earth, that is in Christ Jesus. Every other place is unsafe for a man's soul. Is unsafe. Jesus is our protector. He have everything that we'll ever need. Bless his holy name. If you will, turn your Bibles to 1 Peter 3 and 18. I don't think that's the right cap there. Yeah, let me just take this. 3 and 18. Bless his holy name. Yeah. 3 and 18. That little cap was too big. 3 and 18. For Christ also has once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Jesus gave us salvation. He suffered for us to have salvation. He died for us for his great salvation. As our subject, our thought, God, great salvation, number 7. God, great salvation, number 7. He is a good God. Sometimes you just stop and think, because you are seeing. You all just take time, some time, and just thank God. I mean it now. I'm not saying that lightly. I mean what I said. You ought to just take time sometime and think and see what God done for you through his son, Jesus. Salvation was secondary, but first for our soul. It's a great salvation. Nobody else could do it but God. But God. But we take him lightly. Take him lightly. It's a strange thing that Jesus done something to see to us going to heaven and to miss hell. We take that lightly. What Jesus went through with. And we take it lightly.
You're right.
Your salvation, you ought to treasure it every day. Let me demonstrate it just a little bit. I'm going to try to demonstrate it. Just suppose this was hell. Just suppose. Think now. Wake up. Hold your head up. Just would think there was fire. Sister Beverly, just would think that there was fire. Lord Almighty. And we don't know enough to be thrown in there. But look at what Jesus done to keep us from going in fire. You don't just jump in fire and jump out.
All right.
If you go in, it ain't no way out. Ain't no way out. Watch this now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Watch this now.
Yes, sir.
And Paul, guess what?
Yes, sir.
You will never consume in it.
All right.
Watch it now. You're there forever.
Yeah.
And never will be consumed.
Thank you.
You won't never burn up in a sense. You're there. Thank you, ma'am. I'll leave that off since you said it. You're there. How long?
Forever.
Look what Jesus done. He done something that money can't even pay for. You're talking about the love of God, the Pope. He went down in hell to keep me from going. If he went for me, what in hell I want me? He suffered. Somebody have to die for man's sin. God, only Son, hung on the cross. Folks got to know what the cross was about, ain't it? Getting up saying the speeches and things. You got to see what happened here. Look at it. Hanging on the cross. I see a cross. Blood running down his brow and out his side and hands and feet. Not only that, they got spears and spears them in his side while he was hanging.
All right.
And haven't done nothing to nobody.
Take your time.
That's the love of God.
You're right.
They keep me. They keep you from going to hell.
All right.
So many we preach the gospel called Jesus Christ.
You're right.
We take it lightly.
Reverend.
But you got to know what Christ done for you. We turn our nose up at it. You don't know what Christ went through with for you.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
We feel like, oh boy. If I give my life to Christ, anything, I'll be. The devil making a crank out you.
That's right.
That's all the devil wants you to think, just like that. Keep on thinking like that. And one day you're going to die.
All right.
And because you miss what the devil told you to pay no attention to.
Yeah.
And then now, you're in hell. A place where no rest. Day and night. Ain't no warm spot.
Well, come on,
ain't no cool spot.
No, sir.
Everywhere in hell is hot. I'm trying to make it as hot as I can get it, isn't it? And you're going to run into some friends, some buddies in there.
All right, all right. All right.
Yeah, Jimmy, that's a real, it's a cool, ain't no cool place nowhere. Let's go over here. You went over yonder. You run up to another one, your friend. No, ain't nothing over here. I'm hot. I'm hot. Y'all got a place yet? I'm trying to make it plain and simple where you get this thing. It ain't no cool spot nowhere. Somebody got to bring the Bible to me. Show it to me. Hell hot everywhere.
You're right, Pastor.
And here Jesus. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see, sir. Here Jesus went down and died and went to hell. His soul went to hell to keep our soul out.
All right,
Pastor. Thank you,
Jesus. To keep us from going. And yes, Jim, when folk come to church, Lord, they feel like the preacher got to poke them in some kind of way, come with a little funny stuff. And your soul is at stake.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. If a sinner died and go to hell, he's there forever. Ain't no second chance nowhere.
Right.
Ain't no second chance. If you die and go to hell, when Jesus gonna pay the price with his life, and you taking it lightly, I'm trying to deal with folks who lost. They come to church and hear the preacher laugh at him and laugh at folk off his shop. Boy, they got something to shout for. Let me tell you what they be shouting for. They be shouting because I don't have to go to hell.
That's right, man. Thank you.
Because of what Jesus done on that what? Cross.
Yeah, right. That's right.
But we take it lightly. Can I say something about Jesus a minute? How can fire burn up fire?
Come on.
All right. All right. All right.
God owned the fire. But he fixed it to show us that I own it. If you turn me down, I don't have no choice to send you. When they won't throw Jesus in this fire. When a little baby blaze jumped up. The big father blaze said, you better set your little self down. You don't know who that is up there. Fire belongs to him. Matter of fact, he is fire. Show me, boy. It's so much a fire. Sometime until Jeremiah says, it's shut up in my bones. That was scripture. It's in your bones. You got the rheumatism. It moves from that rheumatism, not your bones. Something about the fire. But God got some holy, righteous fire.
Hallelujah.
God's salvation is so great until man can't come up no kind of way where they try to describe it. And there ain't but one way good where everybody can understand it to describe. You know how simple it is? It just keeps you from going to hell. You ain't got to go look that up. That's what salvation is all about. And folk come to church, folk walk the street, laugh at you. But buddy, it ain't no laughing matter here.
All right.
Jesus paid a debt for sinners.
All right.
We all on our way to hell. But he loved us so. He didn't have to do it, but he loved us so. We be trying to give folks salvation, to offer salvation. They look at you funny. If I give my life to you, I'm going to join your church. You better join some church.
All right.
It better be a Jesus church. But God got to fix you. You don't have to join no church.
That's right. That's right.
To get saved.
That's right.
It's a great salvation is so great we can't fully understand. God Almighty. But we take it lightly. We think it funny. We think it's something that the preacher trying to bring on you to get me in. Sure will. Trying to get you in. And one day, if you miss it, you're going to be glad you didn't go or went in. But you better make sure you in. But I tell you one thing. I don't know about nobody else. I'm glad I'm in.
All right. Amen. All right.
I'm glad I'm in. And I find out Jesus been dealing with me about over a year. He said, folk, don't pay no attention to salvation no more.
Right. You're right.
Preacher, don't preach on salvation no more.
You're right.
They just preach a little few messages. And then make folk feel good. But so many folk in local churches not saved yet.
Amen.
It's something that you got to experience yourself. God Almighty. Well, look how simple it is, though. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth,
all right,
and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You got to be saved from something. He's dealing with hell. It's just that simple. And some folk let the devil jive them out of salvation. The devil know where he going. Hell was not made for man, but the devil and his angels. What make it great? God Almighty. So great a salvation. Because nobody else can fix it but God. If man had another way, he'll miss it, but he had no other way to go to miss hell. That means it's great, Paul.
You're right.
Because can't nobody else do it.
Nobody.
Oh, see, I said, y'all. Can't nobody else, Brother Lawyer, go down in hell and stay long as he wants to stay.
That's right.
Can I say, Lawyer? Let me see. And when Jesus stepped down in hell, the little demon wanted to mess with him. The big father demon said, you better not bar him. He the boss. Can't touch him. See, he went down there to make a way for us to come by. He died for us to keep us from going. Because he knows when he can get up when he feels like it. Because the demon got to do what he said to. God Almighty. But many folks in the world today take it lightly. We've got to fix up salvation like a little package deal. Like it's something to play with. If I don't get saved, yes, sir, I'm going to be the only one. I don't heard folk tickle me that. No, are you sure won't? Boy, going to be about the billions down there. But you'll hate your wit, though. Ain't no playing cards down there. The Dallas Cowboys not down there. The Lions and the Tigers not down there. That's something you got to face your own self. Preachers don't say nothing about hell enough. Folks just come to church. I ain't down nobody. I'm trying to get you to see. I love your soul. I don't want nobody to go to hell and say, Reverend didn't tell me. I'm telling you. Sometimes the devil, you got to watch that devil, he's slick. He'll make that you feel like you're so important. Don't mean a bit of harm, I'm trying to help somebody. You come in church and sit down with your leg crawled like you got everything on your mind. Think about what you got at home and what you're wearing and how you're looking. Got a new car, I ain't down to nobody. I'm just trying to get you to think. The devil. Be glad when he gets you. You've got to watch the devil.
He'll slick. He'll make you feel like you're more than God. He'll make you feel that another way better than that way. He'll bring all that mess in your mind just to get your mind crossed up with Jesus Christ. And when Jesus, Lord have mercy, said there's no but one way. Y'all travel on the highway, don't you? You got them signs pointing that way, that way, that way. The devil got a lot of ways. The devil give you many ways. You better get the map of Jesus. The best map to get is heaven map, not the world map, but heaven map. Heaven map ain't got no detours nowhere. Heaven map got one straight way. Ain't no curves, nothing, just one straight way. Ain't gonna tell you go 9 blocks and then take a left, and go 10 blocks and take a right. It's just straight. Heaven not confusing. It's so plain, folks don't even want to accept it.
Yes, sir.
We don't preach on salvation enough in these last days. And Brother Jenkins, folks think everybody come to church is on their way to heaven. Everybody not on your way to heaven. So I'm sitting here right now, not on your way to heaven. Oh boy. I don't want you to get there and say, I didn't know. I'll be standing close by, I told you. And I better not have a witness. I'm going to say, did I tell him? Lawyer, did I tell him? And you better say, yeah, he sure told him. A preacher can preach anything he wanted when he get up here. I've been preaching a long time. 40 years. Preach all kind of messages and revival and things. But boy, when it get down to nitty gritty. Know you know Jesus.
You're right. Come on, Pastor.
It's going to come down to that point one day you're going to need him.
Amen.
Sometimes some preachers, they got to know how to put it together. Make you shout. You see, you can shout and don't know Jesus.
All right. Yeah. All right.
What you mean, Reverend Walker? You can give them shout. Well, I've never been to hospital all my life. God been good to me. Yeah, he sure been good to you. Fed me when I'm hungry. And you look at that. You got to shout, but you don't know him.
All right.
You've got to have a relationship with Jesus. Salvation is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Yes, he's good to all of us. We got houses, we got cars, we got money in the bank, we got clothes, but do you know Jesus?
All right. Come on, man. My.
I found out something.
Yes, sir.
When you get older, Lord Almighty, I ain't never played with folks old, but when you get older, boy, you better not play, period.
All right. Come on, man. All right.
I mean it. It's serious business.
Right.
When Jesus hung on that cross, it was serious business.
Amen.
He would die for us. Hanging on the cross.
Yes, sir.
That wasn't no relaxing there.
No, sir.
Nails in his hands. Yeah. Nails in his feet. Spear in his side. That wasn't no relaxing there. Hanging. That's how much he loved us.
You're right.
That's how much he loved you. Look at it for you. That's how much he loved you. You got to see it. Say it to yourself. Say, that's how much he loved me. Well, how much you trusting that you can hand your life over to him? He shows you how much he loved you. Now, how much you trust him because he loved you? That's my job as a pastor, to point folks to Jesus Christ.
You're right.
Because I done found out I've been pastoring long enough. I done found out everybody come to church don't know Jesus. Oh, boy. And when you get my age, God Almighty, ain't no way you preaching now. Oh, you understand? That's number one. When you get my age, your mind get the same thinking. What you trying to do, Roy? I'm trying to say I want the folks I pass to save.
All right.
I want the folks I pass to save. I want to say we made it.
Hallelujah.
We made it. I don't want your money. I need it like you, but I don't trying to pay my way.
Mama.
By my way.
Mama.
I want to know you know Jesus.
All right.
Yes. Moses went across the Red Sea. And the sea spread herself. Daniel went down in a loud den. He stepped on someone for a pillar. Forget what Jesus done for you.
All right.
Spreading the Red Sea is no salvation. In the loud den is no salvation. But Jesus, he went to hell for us. I said he went to hell, H-E-L, hell, to keep us from going. And we don't believe that he went for us. And when you can't believe that he went for you, there's no hope for you.
Amen. Amen.
No hope. I don't know why God put it on my heart. He said, we take salvation too lightly.
Amen.
Some folks, I'm going to church like you're paying God. I'm tipping God. I ain't going to church today.
Come on, man.
God said, you go if you want it. That's your business. You ain't hurting me. I'm still going to be God if you never go.
All right.
I'm tired of worrying me. My ain't always worrying me. You ought to go to church. And then I send them folks that go to church, but I see them in the ballroom with me.
Yes.
You better forget about me and others. You better think about me right now. You're going to see that every long as you're on this earth. You're going to see some hypocrites. You're going to see some proud. I don't care how long you stay on this earth, but you better make sure you're not putting on. God, what the hell they put on us? He told us to be a light to the world. Well, men can see your good work, but everybody ain't gonna do that.
All right.
Yeah. Being born again. Salvation is a change.
Amen.
God Almighty. Salvation is a change. It's so great until God said it's a great salvation. God Almighty, God is a strange God. Idiot! God Almighty, Jesus with many strange names, but yet still, he's still Jesus. Some folks call him the Lamb of God. Oh boy, Lamb is good meat, ain't it, y'all?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Lamb of God. And if you mean bid, he accepts every name you call him. God of mine. Some folks call him the Lamb of God. Which take away the sins of the world. He got many names, but don't you miss Jesus' name. In a sense, all them names
kingdom come under his name. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the living word. He is the Messiah. He is the good shepherd. He is the door. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the Son of God. He is the true vine. He is the great high priest. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the great physician. He is the word of God. He is the bread of life. He is the living water. He is the chief cornerstone. He is the light of the world. He is the wonderful counselor. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Preachers do all they can trying to put Jesus down in folks and juke him down. They still spit him out. Won't want them to save their life. Think we're trying to make some money. I ain't gonna need, no, he's trying to get me saved. Boy, you sure right. You're not lying right there now. But watch this now. If you never digest Jesus, you will need him before he needs you. Jesus not leaning on nobody. He in a class all by himself. We ain't gonna find nobody like Jesus. Nobody on this earth is like Jesus. Watch this. Watch this. Hey, Paul. Watch this. He put up with our mess again. Put up with us. No way he know nothing. Going down the road, you know, skipping, happy with Jesus, and stumbling. Some of me, you mess up already. Stumbling. You mess up. Jesus still will pick you up. Pick you up and wash you off again. And go on down and look for you, fall on your face. He gets you right back up. You ain't going to find nobody like Jesus. But I find out if you put your trust in him, when the doctor walk away from your bed, when the doctor say, I can't help you no kind of way, taking all kind of medicine, all kind of therapy, everything, but Jesus steps in. And when the doctor look at you,
yes, sir,
and shake his head, yes, say, I can't help you. Anybody ever been in that shape yet? I said, anybody ever been in a shape where the doctor walked away from your bed and said, I can't help you no way? I said, anybody in here? I'm going. I got to, I hear folks say, I'm a preacher, pastor. I've been to all kind of hospitals and talked to folks. I got the best doctor. You better get best Jesus. That's what you better get. Get Jesus. I know the doctor done all he can do, but you better get best Jesus. I got the best medicine. You better get the best Jesus. Depend on who?
Jesus.
Watch this. If I get a happy Pope, you know, and he ain't got to go there to you.
All right.
God Almighty. God Almighty. Jesus could be sitting way over here. Oh, that much. Macau way over there. The doctor say he's finna die. Somebody run to Jesus one day, said so somebody, when they told him do this and do that, but he just said, get well and go back to sleep. Well, see, This the way you got to see Jesus. Jesus ain't nowhere scratching his head. Wonder what going on over yonder. Yonder belongs to God.
That's right.
Yonder got to see God. God had to see yonder. Folk don't know. Folk don't know who Jesus really is. God ain't nowhere worried about nothing. We take God that little play put in. Take you something to play with it if I need him. You gon' need it. You may not need it now, but honey, you gon' need it. The sinner man, honey, I don't need him. I'm doing fine. But he can fix you where you got to have him. And make you get on your knees to beg for him. Jesus like he's something hanging around him. That way we treat Jesus. Watch your word. That's how we treat it. Preach hard, trying to get folks to find Jesus and kind of like they something. Here come that Jesus man. Here come that Jesus sister. All they do talk about Jesus.
Mama.
Every time they see him, Jesus.
That's right.
I don't care what folks say about me. They can get credit for everything, but Jesus. I know they talk about me. What I care, sister? Brother, what I care? I know whom I serve. I know who he is. Let folks laugh at you. They laughed at him. They laughed at the disciples. But they was on top. They was at the bottom. I know folks talk about me. Well, y'all just don't know what you done for me. I know he talk about me. He's just a Jesus freak. You tell him amen. Paul said he was a fool for Christ. And when you find out who Jesus really is, y'all listen at this now. Y'all do what y'all want to do. Ain't nobody downing nobody. You know how he is to you. I know how he is to me. I know what he done for me. Now you go your way, I go mine. But he's so good. He's so good to me. I know they laugh at me sometimes, but he's so what? He's so good to me, Joe. I want other folks to know him. Who in here in business? I'm talking about in business. Who is in business? You advertise your business. Who in here advertise their business? That one. Who advertise their business? Don't be saying you advertise your business. No. Right. I advertise mine. Don't laugh at me. I'm not laughing at your business. Don't laugh at mine. Then. You got your business on side your car. I put mine on side mine. I'm in the Jesus business. I know what he done for me. You got your business. I ain't said nothing about your business. And you got your telephone number on there. If you want my telephone number, he gave me is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that's the telephone number to you. Know what the Lord has done for me. I'm not ashamed of my Jesus. You ought not to be ashamed of it. Let folks laugh. Laugh, they're going to laugh. Laugh all you want to laugh.
But I know who he is. He got the world in his hand. He didn't want to rock me to sleep that night. He didn't want to watch over me all night long. He didn't want to wake me up in the morning. He didn't want to drive my car. He didn't want to take care of me. And folks make fun of you because you love Jesus. The business, God Almighty, call a lawyer. You don't care about me calling you. All the thing about the business, yours gonna run out. Your business can go bad, but mine can never go bad. One time they tried to make it go bad. They got my master. Trying to make my business go bad. But all that Sunday morning. That means I can't be still. He's alive. If he was still in the grave, I would stop, but I can't stop sometimes. He'll make you move when you don't feel like moving it. He'll make you jump when you don't feel like jumping it. He'll make you say something when you don't feel like saying nothing. You can't help yourself sometimes. We take our Jesus too lightly. Don't let folks shame you of your Jesus. Shame of Jesus. Most church folks are ashamed of him right now. They call you crazy because you got his name on your car. Tell them I'm a fool. So Paul said, I'm a fool for Christ. Yes. If you're not Christ's fool, you've got to be somebody else's fool. Yes. Strange thing. When we get doing some crazy-like things for Jesus, we look at us like we don't got our mind. I got good mind. Yes. Sound mind. Yes. Only thing different you care somebody else's name, you'll go to hell with them. But I'm not going to hell because I got the right name.
You're right, Pastor.
His name is Jesus. He owns hell. Everything belongs to him. And if you got ashamed of him, he'll make a way out for you. But half of church folks is ashamed of Jesus. They get around some people, they be ashamed. I'm finna close.
Mama.
Thank Jesus got all hammer then. Get now certain folks. But me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't put him in our back pocket. How y'all doing? Cheating on us. Okay, have your phone and everything. Yeah. Ain't thinking about Jesus, you know. Come to church, you check him out.
Yeah.
Hang out a little bit. Let him hang out on the side of your pocket a little bit.
Come on, Pastor.
Get out of the wood, boy. Everything come out. Yeah. All that. But time hell break a little.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
When the doctor check you out.
Yes, sir.
I don't think you're going. You got, it's funny, y'all, but let me see, please. You got 3 months to live. There's a lot of things I can do for you. Ain't no foreign time now.
That's right.
Ain't no foreign time now. Yeah. Can I say that again? Yeah. If Jesus is in every pocket,
right.
you go get him in every pocket.
All right.
Pull your shoes off, too, and put everything. Act like Jesus got all harm or nothing.
That's right.
But don't be ashamed of it.
Well.
When you're doing well, that's when you'll be shouting.
That's right.
Anybody will call on Jesus when they can't get well, but you ought to call him when you can get around.
Yeah. Right.
Don't be ashamed of your Jesus.
That's right.
Salvation is great. Jesus died that we may have salvation.
But we take it so what he done for you.
Yes,
I'm so glad I'm saved. I don't know what to do.
Yes, sir.
I mean that, y'all.
I don't care who know it. I want you to know it. I advertise him.
Yes.
I'm not boasting about it. I advertise him.
Well,
I know he'll save you.
Yes.
He saved somebody like me, he'll save you.
Yes.
If you can put your sign on your car, I can put mine on mine.
Amen.
You in business, I'm in business.
Right.
Only thing, your business gonna run out.
That's right.
But mine ain't gonna never run out.
That's right.
Too long to church to ashamed of Jesus until they get sick.
That's right.
Until something happens. And then I will call, I ain't prayed in 3 weeks. I ain't prayed in a month. Time from heaven. Oh, Lord, you know my heart. If Gabriel can say something, yeah, he sure know it. That means he ain't heard from him in a long time. But God don't want us to be like that.
Yes, sir.
On me anywhere.
Yes,
don't be ashamed of me. Know where you go.
Yes.
You're going to need me before I will need you.
Yes,
always remember that. God ain't in no hurt for nobody and nothing. What God in a hurt for? Think about it. What God in a hurt for? Think now. What God needs? Think. What God really needs? Nothing. And I mean what?
Nothing.
But he's so merciful. He loves us so. He created us in his own image. And he don't want to see that soul go to hell. That's when he went out of his way and gave his son to go to hell for us to keep us from going to hell. If you ain't got no trust in Jesus, where else you going to think you going to stay forever?
Right.
And one place left. And that's hell.
That's
not dogmatic. It's the truth.
Right.
When folk bring up hell and church, you feel like it's dogmatic. You can take it like you want it, but it's not dogmatic. It's just the truth. If you don't bring that up, you haven't finished the gospel. Somebody in here may be saved. Or maybe he's lost. You can get saved. If you watch this now, I don't mean a bit of humble. If you come to church where they preach Jesus and walk out lost, it's your fault.
That's right.
If you go to hell, it'd be your fault. A lot of times we are ashamed. Shame of what? Shame of what?
Mm.
When Jesus died on that cross, he wasn't ashamed.
Mm.
When he died for you, he said, now if you believe in me as your Savior, as being God, and put your life in my hand, when you die, you'll go to heaven. If you don't, I can't see but one place that with the devil down in hell. Now, that's just simple and plain.
All right.
Now, that's where it is.
Mama.
Now, Jesus come to seek and to save the lost.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, whosoever will, let him come. I have talked to folks that said, well, I done things so bad. What God care about what you done? All he want to do, you want to be saved.
Amen.
You can't do nothing too bad for Jesus, but one thing, that turn your life down when you ought to give it to Jesus. That was all standing.
Catalog number 1847. Catalog number 1847.
I let you stand. It's still up to you, see. I ain't said walk out. I said stand. If you would doubt Jesus Christ, that's all a preacher can do. He can't make nobody get saved. He just give them the gospel. Now it's up to them. If you're not saved, why don't you give your life to Christ? You're going to die. You surely going to die. But dying is all right, but where you're going when you die? Nothing but saved folks. Saved folks is in here giving their life to Christ. That's when Jesus comes in close to keep them from going to hell. Make it plain and simple. And if you're not saved, you're going to die. You may get killed. This may be your last day you hear the gospel right now. And you can give your life to Christ. He said, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, look how simple it is. He said, thou shalt be saved. It can't get no simpler than that. It just said, if thou shalt believe and bring me $100, if thou believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? Will there be one? That's the gospel in a nutshell. Will there be one? Somebody may want to come back preaching next time, already saved, but won't come in this church. You may come. Will there be one? Will there be one?